Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Saturday, May 2nd, 2020. Last week, I wrote a Psychology Today article entitled U.S. Government Mind Control Experiments, Hypnosis, LSD, and the Unabomber. It was very popular. It was widely read. It's still on the site if you want to look at it. They now have a picture of Ted Kaczynski on it. But kind of the key features of that were my discussion of Project MKUltra, which was the CIA's mind control program that used LSD and hypnosis techniques to brainwash individuals. And I also talked a little bit about Harvard psychologist Henry Murray's interrogation experiments that he conducted while at Harvard. And so he conducted those on undergraduate students where he essentially berated and interrogated them for several years. It was likely funded by MKUltra. One of the students that was in Henry Murray's study was Theodore Kaczynski. Theodore Kaczynski was berated and psychologically bullied for 4 years in Murray's study. He later became known as Dr. Kaczynski when he got his doctorate degree and was briefly a professor, and then after that he was known as the Unabomber. So let's talk a little bit about the U.S. government's secret behavioral research. So in the 1940s and 1950s, the United States government became very concerned about reports they were getting back from people who had been captured in the Soviet Union and China. And so in those communist countries, they believed that they were working on brainwashing techniques. A predecessor of the MKUltra program was Project Artichoke, which used sodium pentothal and hypnosis on participants in search of more effective interrogation techniques. MKUltra program ran from 1953 to 1964. They looked at hypnosis and LSD were some of the larger things they did, but they were looking at how to affect people's behavior or modify people's behavior for clandestine purposes. The MKUltra program had 162 projects at 80 institutions with 185 researchers. In 1973, the CIA director, Richard Helms, had the records destroyed. In 1977, some records were found that dealt with the finances of the program, and they were found in another building because they had been overlooked in the destruction. CIA chemist Sidney Gottlieb is the person who was in charge of the MKUltra program. All of the studies had several components to them, but the two main components were a laboratory component and then later looking to see field applications where they could do things in the field with what they had found. In some of their studies, they used prisoners, drug-addicted prisoners, terminally ill cancer patients, and also U.S. soldiers. Some of the proposed studies that they looked at, they're not sure if they did them or not because there's no documentation of that, were looking at producing brain concussions with sound waves. One of the most notorious or publicly discussed scientists of the time was Dr. Ewan Cameron. So Cameron's task was trying to erase people's memories and then insert new memories. And so he tried to erase people's memories. The people that he was trying to erase their memories were patients that came to the university, usually to be treated for depression. They were subjected to repeated high-voltage electroshock treatments throughout the day. Some were forced into months of drug-induced sleep and then repeatedly administered LSD. This was occurring in Montreal. Some of the participants were bombarded with negative and positive messages that came through speakers that were in football helmets strapped to their heads while they were in a drug-induced state. So here's some LSD, here's a football helmet with speakers that are blasting a message over and over and over and over and over again into their heads. One patient was administered LSD 14 times during all of this. 77 of Cameron's patients were reduced to a childlike state and ultimately won cases in Canadian courts. 9 others settled out of court in the United States after filing a lawsuit. Many of these patients came to the clinic to be treated for moderate depression, but were instead subjected to months of horrific exploitation. Other studies within MKUltra, this kind of fits into the field component of it. A CIA agent hired prostitutes to slip LSD into people's drinks, and then he would watch through a two-way mirror and see what happened. CIA agents administered LSD to other citizens that they met at bars and other places. They had, in San Francisco and New York City, they had what were called these safe houses, CIA safe houses, and they would go out to parties and clubs, and they would bring back unwitting, unconsenting citizens to those safe houses where they were administered drugs, sometimes without their knowledge, and then observed, and the agents observed the effects of that. They also experimented with different secretive ways of administering drugs, such as going out into a bar and slipping drugs into people's drinks without their knowledge, and also using dart guns to administer the drugs. An interesting element of some of this occurred at the Missouri Institute of Psychiatry, and I'd like to thank a reader for bringing that to my attention. I had not heard of it. The Missouri Institute of Psychiatry was run by the University of Missouri, and it dealt with, and the studies we're going to talk about here had to do with Air Force-funded LSD studies. It ran from 1967 to 1981, or what the archives cover. And so these dealt with LSD, electroconvulsive therapy, prefrontal bilateral lobotomies, the use of LSD and amphetamines to increase hypnotic susceptibility. That occurred in between 1969 and 1970. Air Force study on LSD and ego strength, hypnosis, acupuncture, pain reduction studies, Air Force LSD studies where they used LSD and other hallucinogens in the 1973 and 74. A trial where they looked at LSD and lobotomized schizophrenics. The working theory at the time was that schizophrenics brains were similar to LSD, and so that they to somebody on LSD so they could administer that and see what would happen with schizophrenics. Some of these were just, hey, what can we try to do kind of studies? How terrible. Another study, Air Force study, looked at LSD's effects on aerospace stress and human reliability. This part of a larger Air Force program that administered LSD to at least 108 people between 1956 and 1971. So kind of in conclusion of this, it's no wonder that Richard Condon's 1959 book, The Manchurian Candidate, captured so much attention during the tail end of the MK Ultra program. There's a movie called The Minds of Men by Aaron and Melissa Dykes. Thanks to another reader for bringing that to my attention. It's available on YouTube. It's a 3.5-hour movie. I've made it through about an hour of the movie. And so far, everything I've seen is factually correct. And that movie, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't read a lot of the original sources of it. And so I'd be interested to see what the other two-thirds of that movie brings. I'll discuss that movie in another podcast, so I didn't insert any of the elements of that into this one. I'm saving that one for another one. But anyway, hopefully you'll be able to catch that at some point, too. What's amazing to me is that none of these things are discussed in psychology books. This is psychologists behaving at their worst. Psychologists, psychiatrists, behavioral scientists behaving at their absolute worst. I've been a chair of an institutional review board, so I've read deeply on research ethics and had never come across this, never come across it in psychology. And it's horrifying, some of the things that were done. If you go to Alan Dulles's, most of his biographies, he was the CIA director during pretty much the duration of the entire MKUltra program. It never mentions MKUltra anywhere on most of his biographies. And it's probably the most horrific part of his work. And it's all of these things are just really hidden from public view for the most part, unless you know to look for the original sources. I encourage you to look at some of the original Senate testimony in the 1970s, the Church Committee, and there was another one too. There are two Senate hearings that were held on all of this. And read kind of in their own words what people had to say that were involved in this program and see how they dodged questions and they lied until they were confronted with the lies. Senator Ted Kennedy was a big part of one of those congressional committees in bringing out the truth. And so anyway... listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.